Like last week, again, we're not in yeshiva on the regular schedule, but I want to try to continue to learn the Sefer Yismach Yisrael for those of us who've been learning it, and at least to continue it in an abridged fashion. So we'll take a look together at Parshas Bechukosai Oz Beis on page 145. Really a beautiful yesod and something to think about a lot on our way to Kabbalah Satorah. In Bechukosai Teilechu Vetzmisvosai Tishmru Vasisam Osam. And Rashi very famously comments, Perish Rashi, Yachol Zakiyam HaMitzvos, perhaps Bechukosai Teilechu is a reference to doing mitzvos, observing the mitzvos. Kishu Omer Ves Mitzvosai Tishmru, when the pasuk continues with the next three words, Et Mitzvosai Tishmru, Hare Kiyam HaMitzvos Amor. That's a reference to Kiyam HaMitzvos. And therefore Rashi is bothered, so what do I make of the first three words of the pasuk? Uma Ani Makayim in Bechukosai Teilechu. And Rashi famously pens the term Shetiu Amelim B'Torah, that we should be diligent in our study of Torah. Ves Mitzvosai Tishmeru Havu Amelim B'Torah Amanas Lishmor V'Lasos. And furthermore, the diligence should not only be in a theoretical sense of learning Torah very deeply, which is in and of itself very valuable, but also we should study it deeply in order to be Mekayimit, to be able to live and to keep the Torah in a very meaningful fashion. He quotes from his father, Perish Kvod Kedushas Adoni Avi Mari V'Rabi Zatzal, Zechusi Yogen Aleinu. Ki halomed b'torah umevin umakir b'pilpul v'svaras ha-torah umisanik. An amazing idea. We talk about being amel in Torah, working hard in Torah, challenging oneself to learn Torah. So he writes that when a person studies Torah, and he understands it, and he values it, and he appreciates the learning process, and he has the skill set to learn it well, umisanik, and he actually enjoys it, he enjoys the learning process. Lezeno lo nikra limud ha-torah avoda v'yagia v'amel. Such a learning is not considered really being amel b'torah. Why? Because he enjoys it. It's not hard for him. It's not strenuous for him. It's not something that he feels that is an avoda, that I have to challenge myself to do and to perform. It just comes so naturally and so seamlessly to him. Ki b'zeh sha'odam nena v'samach lo yi'af lo yiga. That which a person is sameach, he rejoices over the Torah, and he never grows tired or weary from Torah. So that's not called a melis b'Torah. He quotes a medrash in Eicha that I'm very fond of. The medrash says in the Psicha to Eicha, it's just very honest, that's what I like about this medrash, V'lo osi karasa Yaakov, on the pasuk in Yeshaya, V'lo osi karasa Yaakov, that Klal Yisrael have not summoned me, have not called out to me. So the medrash says in Aramaic, At tarach kol yoma, V'leis at lo'i. It means you are tarach, you're busy all day long, the lace at loy, and you don't grow tired. Utsluye, right? Tiskabel tsaloison is lashon of tefila. Utsluye, but the davin kamai at loy. So all of a sudden, you're too tired. The Medrash says a person's busy all day with their business pursuits, and they've got all the energy in the world. And all of a sudden, their friend says, "Come to the base Medrash. Let's learn a little. Let's daven a little." "No, I'm too tired for davening. I'm too tired for learning. Maybe I'll just sit here on my couch and learn a little." All of a sudden, we have this lack of energy when it comes to avodas Hashem. And that's obviously going to be a big kitrug against us. How do you have the strength and the time and the wherewithal and the mental ability to be so good at everything except for learning Torah? There's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos that says that a person who's makayim as a Torah may oni, sofal is kaima me osher. A person who learns Torah from a state of anius will eventually be makayim it in a state of ashiras. Obviously on a simple level, it's talking about financial stability. But it's also true, based on the Gemara Nedarim that says, Ein Oni, that true Anius is Bedas. So a person who learns Torah when he's an Oni, when it's difficult to learn Torah, that's the Yisod he's trying to emphasize here. When a person learns Torah and it's difficult to learn Torah, eventually he'll come to a certain Ashiras, a greater appreciation and an even greater understanding of Torah, or at least by learning it when he doesn't enjoy it, when he's not so good at it, he at least declares his commitment to Torah in a way that itself is quite remarkable, and that's the ashiras that comes from the person who learns al yadei hadchak. So again, when a person learns and he enjoys it and he's good at it and he understands it and he doesn't grow tired from it, so it's hard for such a study to be considered amelis v'torah. However, ki rak halome Torah mitoch hadchak, when a person learns Torah through a moment of difficulty, mitoch tiruf hadas, where he doesn't have the mental wherewithal again to focus on Torah, and he doesn't understand it very well at all, but he continues to learn it because it's Torah Hashem. So often we think that that type of Torah that I learn when my mind is not clear is not as valuable. Lehefech, it's the very opposite. In a certain sense, when a Jew continues to learn despite the fact that it's so difficult to learn, it's such a remarkable dedication to Torah and a declaration of one's commitment to Torah. And in a certain sense, you can fathom that that's even greater in the eyes of Hashem. The Kotzker Rebbe said on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Al tomer l'kishe'efne eshne shem elo tipana, which again the Pashup Shah means, Al tomer, one should not say, l'kishe'efne, that when I have free time, eshne, then I will learn, shem elo tipana, maybe you'll never have free time. Don't make excuses, make sure that you find time for learning. That's the Pashup Shah. Kotzker Rebbe said, Al tomer, don't say, l'kishe'efne, when I have the, again, the time and the space and the yishuv hadas, then eshne, that's really called learning. Why? Don't say that. Shema, perhaps, you know what's more beloved in the eyes of Hashem? Lotipana, the learning that you do when you don't have the free time. When you squeeze out a Mishnah, sitting on a train or a subway or a bus on the way to work, or a person puts on a shir while driving in the car. And even though they're not going to be able to concentrate in the same way, and they can't look in the sefer in the same way, and they can't follow along in the same way, but they're showing that, afal pichin, I'm still trying to be connected to Torah because Torah is inherently meaningful, that in a certain sense is an even greater accomplishment. They tell a maisa, I don't remember the exact details, I hope I'm telling it correctly, but Rav Yitzchak Kuttner and Rav Aaron Kotler were once together at a wedding, and I believe Rav Kuttner said to Rav Aaron, they were somehow discussing a certain Talmud for a Shidduch, and Rav Aaron, Rav Kuttner mentioned this explanation of the Mishnah, not the one I shared a second ago from the Kotzer, but the one I mentioned before that a person who learns Torah me'oni will soful is kaima me'osher, a person who learns Torah in a state of mental poverty will eventually learn the Torah in a very deep and meaningful way. When he shared this insight, apparently Rav Aaron disappeared for a bit after hearing this, and Rav Kuttner found him sitting in another room in the wedding hall, and he was crying. And Rav Aaron said, I'm never going to be zocha to the ashiras of Torah because I never experienced the oni of Torah, the anios of Torah. I never felt the poverty. I was always good at Torah. I was always smart in Torah. I was always capable in Torah. I always enjoyed learning Torah. And needless to say, Rav Aaron Kotler was a gon atzum, and halavai, we should even reach his ankles. But Rav Aaron felt, when he heard that interpretation of the Mishnah, that in a certain sense, if one hasn't struggled in Torah, and again, Rav Aaron, each person in his own way, has their struggles in Torah, but when a person hasn't really understood what it's like to really not feel that I can do it, or really not feeling like I want to learn right now, but challenging oneself to push through that challenge, and the good feeling that comes afterwards is a remarkable thing. And that's what the Yismach Yisrael is describing here. That a person who learns Torah al yedei hadchak, that's really a person who's amel b'Torah. Ukamosha amar David HaMelech Allah v'shalom, as David HaMelech said in the very lengthy Kapitel Tehillim Kuf Yud Tes, Mimishpatecha lo sarti ki atah horei sani. The Pashup Shat, again, Mimishpatecha lo sarti, I have not strayed from your commandments because you have taught them to me. But David HaMelech is saying on a deeper level, Mishpatecha lo sarti, I always maintain my connection to Torah. Yan, sometimes it's only because ki atah horei sani, because he told me that I'm supposed to learn Torah. I don't want to learn Torah. I don't enjoy learning Torah. I'm not capable. I'm not so good at learning Torah. No one enjoys being busy with things that they don't feel that they're capable of achieving and doing and performing. And yet, Mishpatecha lo sarti, that commitment to Torah, nonetheless, that I continue to learn and I continue to try, despite the fact that I'm not feeling it and not feeling good about it, but ki atah horei sani, it's a mitzvah. Why should it be any different than other mitzvahs that we do when we're not feeling it? Do we never have the experience of saying, you know, I'm not in the mood to put on my tefillin today? But I do it. Of course I do. I've never missed a day because it's the mitzvah of tefillin. It's a mitzvah. I hear the shofar. Even if I'm not in the mood to hear the shofar, even if I'm not connecting deeply to the shofar, because that's the mitzvah sayom. I shake a lulav, I sit in the sukkah. Even though you know, it would be maybe not so convenient, or I'm not so in the mood, or I'm not connected to the mitzvah in a deep way, but I do it because it's a mitzvah. When it comes to learning Torah, for some reason, people have all sorts of cheshbonos. People have all these calculations. Why I should learn? Why I shouldn't learn? Is it worth it? Is my learning going to be valuable enough? Am I really going to understand the shir anyways? Am I going to fall asleep during the shir? A million cheshbonos, but it's all to distract. And therefore, when a person says, again, I learn Torah because I learn Torah, because Hashem says so, that's a gevaldik thing. And that's really what he's alluding to in this whole piece, in Bechukosai Teilechu. There's an element of chok when it comes to Amelis Batorah. And many Mefarshim address this question. What is the chok that's being described here? Some say, and the Rechayim HaKadosh has 42 explanations of this pasuk, and in one of them I believe he says that maybe the chok is the obligation to review one's Torah after I've learned it. I know what it says though already. Why do I have to read the pasuk again? Obviously there's always room for chiddush in Torah. Right? But chazara in Torah, maybe that's the element of chok. Why learn something that you've already learned? In many areas of study, once I've mastered the material, there's no reason to continuously review it, unless I feel that I've forgotten it. So why, when it comes to Torah, do I keep learning it even if I know it? Okay, that's part of the chok of Torah. There's different explanations what the chok is. But what the Yismach Yisrael is explaining here is that the chok of Torah is the commitment to Torah when it's difficult to learn Torah. And he goes further with the words of David HaMelech. A little earlier in that same Kapitel Tehillim Kuf Yud Tes Pasuk Chaf, Garsa Nafshi, Garsa is a lashon of what? Of Milashon Ligros Inish, that a person should study. As the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, one should first read through the Torah and have a peripheral understanding, a perusal of Torah, and only afterwards study more deeply in Torah, more Be'iyun. Otherwise you don't really know what you're talking about, and you're just saying outlandish svaras if you don't have the big picture. But the way that he's learning the Pasuk, Garsa Nafshi, I learn your Torah, Shalomid Ani Mitzvosecha, Afki Eineni Meivin Tama. I learn the mitzvot HaTorah even if I don't understand them, even if I don't fully grasp them. I do it because you said so, Hashem. Ach tavasi hi al mishpatecha, ya'an ki hi mishpatecha. But I'm still drawn to it, simply knowing this is what you want, Hashem. And the same Rabbeinu Sholem, who helps me to breathe and helps my heart to beat and allows me to ingest my food, to ingest and digest my food, is the same Rabbeinu Sholem who says that it's worthwhile for me to study his Torah and to keep his mitzvos. So yes, even if there's an element of chok, I continue to do so. As Chazal say, again, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah I mentioned a moment ago, Yitesem at Aleph, Ligros Inish V'chulu. Again, study the Torah and then better understand the Torah next time around. V'afal gav d'lo yaldo maka amar. That's a phrase in the Gemara. Even if you don't fully understand what it is that you're saying. And the person who learns in this way, who continues to learn, again, when it's so difficult, in those days or those moments when it's so hard to learn, that's really called the Melas B'Torah. And for such a person who doesn't get to... Not that he's advocating it should be this way. Halavai, we should enjoy the Torah. That's the Agalei Tal's famous introduction, where he says that some mistakenly believe that it's more lishma to learn Torah in a way that you don't enjoy it. That's patently false, says the Agalei Tal. And Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in his Perash on Pirkei Avos says the same thing, proving it from the nusach of the Birchas HaTorah. V'harevna, we ask Hashem to make the Torah learning that we do sweet. We're supposed to enjoy the Torah. It is the sweetest pleasure in the world. But there are times when a Jew doesn't experience that sweetness. That's part of the answer to Kaf Aleihem Har Kegigas. When the Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos, that at the moment of Kabbalah HaTorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu suspended a mountain over our head and demanded of us to accept the Torah or else. He's going to drop the mountain on our head. Sham Teikvur Aschem. And Tosfos raises the question right there on the spot. Don't we know that HaKla Yisrael have already committed themselves to Torah at that point? They had said Nasa V'Nishma, the Pasuk at the end of Parshas Mishpatim. We had signed up for Torah. So why is Hashem challenging us, threatening us to accept the Torah? And there are many answers to this question. But I believe one of the answers that's brought B'Shem the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is that Hashem was saying to them, it's wonderful that you're so enthusiastic right now. Nasa v'nishma. You're so eager, you can't even wait to sign up for something. You don't even know what it is. Nasa before the nishma. But there's going to come days in one's life where a Jew doesn't feel as inspired. And he doesn't feel as enthused about a life of Torah and mitzvos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but in those days I need you to kaf aleihem har kegigas. I need you, so to speak, to put the gun to your head. Allegorically, obviously, to challenge yourself to what? To throw yourself out of bed. It's not a choice. I have to learn. Someone came to the Chiddushei Arim one time and said, you know, Rabbi, I'm struggling with my learning. So he said, are you struggling with your eating? So he said, no, I'm Baruch Hashem. Got a hearty appetite. So he says, why do you eat? He says, what do you mean? Why do I eat? I need to eat in order to survive. So the Rabbi said, right. And if you would understand that learning Torah is also critical for your survival, you wouldn't find it difficult to learn Torah. Again, when we recognize that it's the essence of our life, we have to do it. We want to maintain our connection to Hashem. So even if it's a chok, even if it lacks tam, even if it lacks understanding, and tam also a lashon of taste, it doesn't seem tasty to us, we're not enjoying it, but our job is just to do. As the Chavetz Chaim also once said, to a Ben Torah who was struggling to enjoy his learning and to see success in his learning. And he said to the Chafetz Chaim, I don't feel that I'm progressing in my learning. I don't feel that I'm becoming a Talmud Chacham. To which the Chafetz Chaim responded, who told you, where does it say that there's an obligation for you to become a Talmud Chacham? Who guaranteed your success in terms of achievement in Torah? Your job is to study. Your job is to do. Anu amelim b'kavim schar. As the Chafetz Chaim itself explained in this parsha, B'chukosai, Chafetz Chaim al Torah. We say in the Hadron, Anu amelim b'kavim schar, that we get rewarded for the effort. The achievement is being willing to try and willing to engage in the process. So this is the B'chukosai teilecho, to amelim b'torah, to work at Torah when it's not so pleasant, when it's not so sweet. Says the Yismach Yisrael, he doesn't understand it, he doesn't appreciate it, because he's in a time of Shas Adchak, he's under tremendous pressure, v'tiruf hadas, and a bilbul hadas, a lack of, again, mental clarity, v'zeh ha-perish to amel in b'torah, and that's what it means to be amel in Torah, to truly be amel in Torah. Hainu shetil medu ha-Torah, af shiyeh b'derach chuka, uverov amel v'yegia. Continue to learn the Torah, continue to study the Torah, even if it's a chok, even if it takes tremendous effort, and realize that the relationship that you're mekayim by maintaining the connection to Hashem, even if I don't fully grasp the ideas, is itself sweeter than the pleasure of Torah. As he quotes here in the brackets on the pasuk, Ki tovim dodecha miyayim, the pasuk from the very beginning of Shir HaShirim, the second pasuk. Ratzalomer, what does it mean? Ki tovim dodecha miyayim. Ratzalomer shetov li yoser lilmod mitzad ni'imus yedidus arevas Hashem miyena shel Torah miyedias tamei hamitzvos. You know what's even sweeter than the wine of Torah? The wine of Torah being a code word for the pleasure of Torah, the enjoyment of Torah, the absorption of Torah. The way that a person ingests wine, it changes the whole person. So sometimes a person engages in Torah and feels, I'm not changed. I'm not drunk on Torah. I'm not excited about Torah. But tovim dodecha miyayin, that the relationship that we continue to strengthen, our relationship with Hashem, through our commitment to Torah, is even sweeter than the sweet pleasure of grasping the sugya, of understanding the reason behind the mitzvah, etc., etc. Uveschar halimud hazeh tuchel gamkein lizkos lachol hashpaos tovos, and through that a person is zochet, a tremendous hashva, tremendous bracha, because by showing your unwavering commitment to Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to reward a person. You've shown me that you're willing to stick it out with me when it's not so easy. So Hashem says, you know what the reward is? I'll make your life a little bit easier because of your commitment to sticking with me in the hard times. That's exactly what the pasuk describes. And it's the question, again, the Rishonim already ask, why such a strange reward for commitment to Torah? But perhaps the answer is, v'nasna ha'aretz yivulah ve'etz asada yit imperio. Perhaps the response, I'm going to give you the financial success, I'm going to give you success in your fields, produce, an abundance of food, all of that bracha as a reward for your commitment to me, when it was difficult, Hashem says, I'm going to make your life, again, at least your physical life, in terms of the response in these psukim, I'm going to make your physical life a little bit easier. Ad kan lashon hakadosh, those are the words of my sacred father. He says, we're just going to do a little bit more, the last line of the right-hand column on page 145, Tos Hashem be'emuna pshuta. He explains that, you know why this is so critical? It's not only a way to push through the harder times of struggle in one's avodas Hashem, but in a certain sense, isn't this really the essence of what it means to be a Jew? To what? To commit oneself to the learning of Torah and to the doing of mitzvos with emunah pshuta, that Hashem said so. The more I understand in a certain sense, the more it becomes my Torah, as opposed to just doing the will of my Creator. Emunah pshuta is the backbone of one's faith. The emunah pshuta that what? That af she'inenu meivin shum tam b'ha mitzvah, even though he doesn't understand a thing about the mitzvos, but he does it nonetheless. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu never asked us really to understand. Again, like the Chafetz Chaim said to that Bachar in Yeshiva, such an important hashkafa. Who told you that the goal is to have success, the way that you would define success in the Beis Medrash? Your job is to come to the Beis Medrash and to learn. Again, no one is saying that you shouldn't understand. No one is saying that you shouldn't enjoy. But the commitment comes from those days and those moments when we're not so, again, inspired, we're not able to understand. And we walk out not really grasping the sugya, but saying, you know what, it was still worthwhile to engage in the process of trying to understand the sugya. Ki lo be'eila chavetz Hashem. Hashem never asked you to try to understand everything. Ki dai shemarashi ha-kadosh baruch hu l'basar v'adam li'zbonin l'hagos b'terasa v'lo shi'achar b'tamei ha-mitzos. It's enough that HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted Rishus for us to think about the mitzvos, to even begin to contemplate the mitzvos. Who asked you to solve the mitzvos, to understand the mitzvos, to have mastery, to truly understand the reason for the mitzvos? That was never asked of us. Rav Soloveitchik is quoted, of course, by Rav Shechter Shlita in his Mipnine Harav, as explaining, or maybe it's in the Nefesh Harav, I think it's Mipnine Harav, where he explains that the Sefer HaChinuch often uses the phrase when he describes, not often, always, uses the phrase when he describes the, so to speak, reason for mitzvos. He doesn't call them the Tameh HaMitzvos. He calls them the Sharshe HaMitzvos, Misharshe HaMitzvah. That's how the Sefer HaChinuch always introduces the explanation, in quotes, for a mitzvah. And the reason he calls it a Shoresh is because we don't know the Tam of a mitzvah. The reason for a mitzvah is hidden from us. Only Hashem knows the reason for the mitzvahs. We have to try to understand, what's the Shoresh of the mitzvah? How does the mitzvah take root within us? What is the message that it's trying to convey to us? How does it connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But to truly say, Tameh HaMitzvos, the reason for the mitzvah, we would never have the audacity to say such a thing. It's an important insight derived from the Sefer HaChinuch that apparently Rav Soloveitchik was known to share. V'zesh amru chazal nedarim pei aleph amad aleph. This is what the Gemara also alludes to in the Gemara nedarim pei aleph amad aleph, where the Gemara says, "Mepnei ma ein mitzuyin talmidei chacham leteis talmidei chacham mibneihem." Why do we see an odd reality, but unfortunately a reality, that sometimes we find that talmidei chacham's children are not the most outstanding talmidei chacham? How does that happen? And the Gemara offers several explanations over there in the Gemara nedarim. The last one being b'pnei she'ein mevarchim b'torah tchila, because they don't recite birchas haTorah. They don't recite the mevarchim b'torah tchila. Strange expression. And the Gemara goes on to the famous discussion about the destruction of Yerushalayim being connected of Eretz Yisrael, the Chorban being connected to shelo birchu b'torah tchila. But again, the Gemara first invokes that phrase in the context of why is it that talmidei chachamim often have children who are not as scholarly as they are. And the Gemara's answer is, Shalom Birchu B'Torah Tchila. What does that mean? So here's what he writes, and here's what I think he means. Haynu im lo hayu margishun ni'imas hamitzvos, lo hayu lomdim v'lo hayu osim. Imagine, maybe you don't have to imagine, maybe that's your, maybe it's your reality, right? But imagine if your father was the Gadol Hador. Your father's the Gadol Hador, a person who's mamish wildly in love with Torah and mitzvos. He learns on the highest of levels with great enthusiasm. He performs mitzvos with great hislavos. He's always in the mood to talk to Hashem through the vehicle of tefillah. Imagine such a thing. So all you've ever seen is love, excitement, passion, and enjoyment in Torah. So now as the child of that person, what happens on a day when what? When you're not feeling it. When you feel like I can't get to that level of enthusiasm in Torah. So you might think, well, then I probably shouldn't do it. Because my image of what Torah is supposed to look like, my father, the great Talmud Chacham that he is, that image of what Torah is supposed to be is authentic Torah. And therefore, if lo hayu margishin ni'imas hamitzvos, lo hayu lomdim v'lo hayu osim. So a person might come to the conclusion that what? That when I'm not feeling it on that level, then maybe I shouldn't be involved in Torah mitzvos. And that's the challenge of, again, a ben Talmud Chacham who may not be as into it as his father or his grandfather, or those around him who are so spiritually inspired. And they might come to the conclusion, well, if I can't be on that level of enthusiasm, then maybe Torah and Mitzvot is not for me. And the Yismach Yisrael says, that's a terrible tragedy. And that's maybe the Shlo Birchu B'Torah Tchila. He doesn't explain it exactly, but maybe that's what he's alluding to. The Vaharevna, right? The sweetness that's implied in the Birchas HaTorah, if I'm not feeling that degree of sweetness, maybe the Bracha is a Bracha Levatala. Maybe I shouldn't say that Bracha. Maybe I shouldn't learn. Maybe I shouldn't do the Mitzvot. And the Yismach Yisrael says that's a terrible, terrible mistake. That's not Hashem's desire. Rather, in bechukosai teilechu, that even when it feels like a chok, teilechu, a Jew has to keep steiging, a Jew has to take that next step, and to keep moving the chains forward, to try to advance the ball, so to speak, towards the Gula Shlema. And to make sure that Klal Yisrael are still engaged in Torah study, still engaged in mitzvos. And again, when a person makes that commitment, the Torah promises great reward. And b'chukosai teilecho, if you can continue to move ahead and just keep pushing to take another step in the direction of Torah and mitzvot. So as mitzvosai tishmu, as the Pasuk says. Then what does the Pasuk say? V'asisem osam. And of course, as many words, probably most words in the Torah are spelled chaser. Osam is spelled without the extra vav that we would probably spell it if we were just typing or writing. We would spell it aleph, vav, tof, and mem. And of course, the way the Torah spells it is Aleph Tav Mem. Vasisam Osam, and he says Osam is therefore Osios Emes. There's a certain Emes that emerges from a Jew. Emes means an absolute commitment to something. And he quotes the Gemara in Brachos, Emes V'yatziv Shachris Hainu Shezocha La'or Hadas V'Bechinas U'Ko'or Boker Yizrach Shamesh. That there's a certain illumination that comes from a person who commits himself, again, to the study of Torah when it feels like a chok. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us. Halavai, halavai, we should enjoy the Torah that we learn. We should understand the Torah that we learn. We should feel success by whatever standards we have set for ourselves in the Torah that we learn. But in B'chukos HaTeilechu, to never abandon that absolute emistic commitment to Torah, Vasisam Osam, to do it knowing that it's true, knowing that it's right, knowing that it's the Ratzon Hashem, Mimushvatecha Lo Sarti, like David HaMelech said, not to stray from the mitzvah, simply because Ki HaTahor Esani, because this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires, and Amir Tzashem will give tremendous Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Bizocha to see tremendous success in all of our learning in Avodas Hashem.